Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stephanie Townsend with Vanderbilt Occupational Health. Welcome. We are here to talk with Gilbert Camola, nurse practitioner of the Department of Urology, on the subject of prostate health. For men's health, what is a prostate?
The prostate is both a gland and contains kind of some muscular tissue in it. It is obviously just a male organ. It's located just beneath the bladder and is part of your urethra, which is the tube you urinate out of. The gland material helps assist with reproduction. It basically makes a lot of the fluid you see when a man ejaculates, which helps nourish the sperm. And the muscular aspect of it helps control continence, or basically urine flow. It can help hold urine in the bladder, and then when it relaxes, helps urine empty. And that's often, you start to have a problem. The gland continues to grow as you get older, and that's when men may start having an issue, because it kind of pushes down there on the urethra and can obstruct the flow of your urine.
What are the signs and symptoms that a man may have an issue with his prostate?
They start to feel like they're having issues with urination, like if it takes them longer to start their stream. If when their urine starts to flow, it kind of starts and stops. Or if they just feel like they're going to the bathroom too often or too urgently, sometimes that can be signs of prostate issues.
How often should men have a prostate exam?
Now that is somewhat debatable, but most people would say every year to 2 years.
Is there a stigma or emotional and physical barriers men face with this type of exam?
There certainly is. You could actually find a decent amount of research on that too if you went looking. Most men are uncomfortable with the prostate exam because they feel like they're in a vulnerable position. They're bent over a table, their pants are down, and another man or potentially woman is going to be putting a finger in their rectum. And the majority of men you would talk to, regardless, would just not be too comfortable with that.
How can men overcome these barriers?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that this is more of a health thing. It's not anything sexual or anything that should be viewed in that light. I think women are much more advanced in this area than we are, because they have things put in their organs all the time for health maintenance and have kind of just learned to deal with it. To look at it as saying that, okay, I understand that this is going to be a little uncomfortable, but this is what I need to do to help take care of my body. And so if men can kind of get around that, it can help prevent a lot of issues down the road as far as our health is concerned.
Do you have any additional information that people can go to look up for prostate health?
Yeah, certainly. One of the good websites, you could go to any like cancer.gov if you're going to look up anything about prostate cancer, that type of thing. And then another good website would be the American Urology Association. They have a lot of information about prostate and prostate health there as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast on the form at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.